May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and redeemer. Who loves college football? Just raise your hand. I need to talk to you that didn't raise your hand afterwards. I love the excitement of the game, the allegiance to a school, just the pure competitiveness. In our house, college sports is a big deal, in particular college football. Kevin, my husband, is a huge Nebraska Cornhuskers fan, and I am a huge Minnesota Gopher fan. And finally, both teams play in the Big Ten Conference, which means they meet every year. My husband gets all decked out in Husker red, and I'm covered in maroon and yellow for Minnesota. And that's how we pretty much dress on Saturdays in the fall. Now our children, we have two, are slightly divided. One sides with Kevin and the other sides with me. But by default, we have two golden retrievers and I dress them up as Gopher fans. It is a division I don't think will ever go away in our house. Trust me, I pray that someday Kevin will come to the bright side, but I'm not sure God will answer that prayer. I could be wrong. In today's Corinthians reading, Paul is not talking about the division of football teams, but the division in church. Paul makes this point bluntly in the first verse of the passage. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there are no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in might and thought. Of course, yes, we may all get on each other's nerves at times and have some different opinions. The issue Paul is talking about is division. This issue is you and I. It is the left and the right, who we label good people and bad people. The issue is that the church has begun and continues to reflect the larger society around us. Look around you today, and you don't have to look too hard to see the division in our world, in our church, in our town, in our families. We have Republican versus Democrat, white versus black, gay versus straight, CNN versus Fox, Huskers versus Gophers. We as a society, you and I, are more focused on our differences than what we have alike. Now I appeal to you, Paul pleads, stop it. Paul follows this command to unity by noting the source of his knowledge of the division of Corinth. We had heard about the quarrels at Corinth from Chloe's people. While we do not know Chloe from anywhere else in Scripture, it appears that she is a woman of some status who was the head of her household. Some of the people in her household seem to have traveled to Ephesus, where Paul wrote Corinthians and was given the news of the quarreling in the church. See, the problem has to do with our allegiances. Paul identifies this in the passage. To who do you belong? I follow Paul. Another says, I follow Apollos. Another says, I follow Cephas. Still, another says, I follow Christ. Perhaps it should be simple. We belong to Christ. Paul isn't interested in what you say, though. He's interested in what we do and how we live. This passage is not about uniformity. It is about unity, how Christ intends for us to live. Of course we have our differences. We aren't all the same, so why would we think or act the same? But that's not the issue here, and more importantly, that is not of what is being commanded of us. How we treat each other in our differences is the problem. is the problem today, and it was the problem back in the church of Corinth. Paul introduced the cross in this text, in verse 17. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. The cross is the foolishness of this world, Paul declares. Foolish in its shame, foolish in its embarrassment. Who would claim the cross to be a symbol of anything, let alone victory? The cross was not only the worst way for Christ to die, it was meant for the lowest and reserved for the worthless garbage. Yet, as we are children of God, we claim the cross as victory. It is because of the cross we seek the power of God at work. It is because of the cross we are being saved. See, the cross is the place in which our salvation was earned. It is our one commonality. Daily we are dying of our old self and being made new in Christ. We are together because of the cross. Let's stop building the walls that we are creating every day between us. Let's stop making it an us versus them. Let us be of the same mind and the same purpose because of the cross. Trust me, this is not easy. It is almost unimaginable when I can think of a couple topics. Seems unable to accomplish. We don't have to be of the same mind. We don't agree on everything. Wrestling with what Paul means in this passage is why it is so important to preach this text. What this passage asks us actually is very, very, very simple. To love God and to love our neighbor. Period. The strongest proof of the truth of Christianity is the Christian church has been able to survive and even thrive through the differences for the past 2,000 years. Yes, look around. There are many different denominations in this world, in Miller, South Dakota. But each and every denomination is still trying to do the exact same thing. Preach the gospel. Share God's love as we have been called by taking care of our neighbor. Yet we continue to focus on our difference more than anything. We continue to not look at what we have in common. We are doing more talking than we are leading by example. We are called to be one with Christ and one with each other. To be closer to the Lord means that we will draw nearer to each other, draw closer to our neighbor, draw closer to those who we disagree with, draw closer to those who are different than us. We are called, and more importantly, we are commanded as Christians to draw closer to our fellow believers because in that we are moving closer to Christ. Paul is not saying that any one group is entirely wrong, but we should come to agreement in faith. Christian unity is not Christian uniformity. Trust me when I say I do not agree with everything that the Catholic, Lutheran, Methodist, Presbyterian, or Baptist churches teach, and those are just to name a few. But the question does come about the bigger picture. One mark of a cult is that they focus on small differences, overemphasizing something that is really not that important. When we come together as Christians with other different denominations, we need to ask ourselves, do they have the Bible? And do they preach it? Do they practice baptism and the Lord's Supper? Are they dividing the body of Christ by downgrading other Christians? When Paul talks about being of one mind, he is speaking of unity, not uniformity. Diversity is enriching and it is important. Our unity is not our behavior, in our thoughts, or in our backgrounds, but it is in Jesus Christ. It is God's power in the cross of Jesus Christ that has formed us into a community. We are one in Christ through faith. We are one with each other since we are one Lord, since we have one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. If we come together in one mind and of one purpose, then we will live what we already are, Christ's church. And then we will become truly the people God wants us to be. As we learn to accept each other, speak well of each other, interpret the actions of each other in kind ways, to love each other, and especially those we don't agree with, we come closer to Christ. As we study, pray, we come closer to the cross of Christ. How can we move closer to each other today? Instead of seeing each other in our differences, how can we see each other in our similarities? Isn't our purpose more important than identifying as a Republican or Democrat? More important than being a conservative or liberal, or whatever division we have? I think it's more important, and Christ definitely thinks it's more important. It is more important to see that we are all children of God, and we are all called to be unified as the one body of Christ in one faith. Our one faith is not by our doing, but through Christ it happens and it is done. The cross is the power of God, and God is our one faith. We will always have our differences. It's inevitable. It won't change. But we belong together to love Christ. And together we belong to Christ, of same mind and same purpose. So as you leave today, go spread God's love to each other, even if that other person is a Huskers fan. Amen.